Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, sun and clouds, small chance for some late afternoon showers and a high in the low 80s. Kenosha right now, 69 degrees. It's 70 in Burlington, Milwaukee 71, and in Racine it is 67 degrees. So what would you think about a sales tax in Racine County as part of the local funding package to cover needed services related to the Foxconn Technology Group plant in Mount Pleasant? It's part of the bill signed by Governor Walker, but not mentioned until now, along with other details. Racine County leadership over the years has strongly rejected calls for a sales tax. Of course, the state legislature did approve the Miller Park 5-county sales tax, which cost State Senator George Petak his job. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, whose district includes the Foxconn site, supports the sales tax amendment because he says it was inserted at the request of officials from Racine and Kenosha counties. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, still in Japan with a team of local officials talking with Foxconn. His spokesperson, M.T. Boyle, in a statement says county officials are considering all their options. Steve Bass, a senior VP of Governmental Affairs and Public Policy with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, says a countywide sales tax would be better understood in this situation versus Miller Park as a local investment. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole recommending a yard waste collection system with a small addition to the recycling fee and $100,000 in annual cost for equipment and labor, but while keeping focus on worker safety. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen says with yard products like grass no longer accepted with the solid waste to stay compliant with state law, citizens will have options including three drop-off sites, backyard composting, or a monthly pickup of collected materials at the curb line, like the leaves every spring and fall.
Talking about the second full week of each month from May through September, that we would have folks would deposit their green waste in the curb, just like they do with leaves, on their normal pickup day. And we would collect that with, we would put out two crews. Each crew would have a rear-loading solid waste truck and would have a front-end loader to load those items.
Meanwhile, he says the proposal carries no added capital expenditure, though the recycling fee would go up a calculated $3.70.
Anticipate that this would be about $100,000 to implement this. $20,000 of that would be labor. Another $80,000 would be equipment costs. To make that budget neutral, that would require a $3.70 increase in everybody's recycling fee.
The Committee of the Whole voting 8-5 to recommend the full council approve a yard waste curbside collection option between May and September to tie into the leaf collections from the spring and fall. Pearl Street would also remain available for drop-offs along with two satellite locations. The yard waste policy coming on the heels of Alderman having already approved a bulky waste collection plan a few weeks back. And, of course, after the semi-automated cart collection of solid waste began this week around the city. Those residents of Wind Lake accused of locking a 9-year-old girl in a dog kennel, entering pleas of not guilty in Racine County Circuit Court. 46-year-old Gail Lalonde, the child's grandmother, and 48-year-old Dale Devers accused of causing mental harm to a child and false imprisonment. Lalonde reportedly admitted locking the girl in the cage for her own protection, said the child threatened others and ate things that could cause her harm. Both are facing charges of manufacturing marijuana and maintaining a drug trafficking place as well. Investigators reportedly finding a marijuana grow operation in the basement of that home. Their next court date is in late October. A 15-year-old boy is dead. His body pulled out of a pond in the town of Dover yesterday. It's still under investigation at this point, with Sheriff Christopher Schmaling saying that right now the death not considered suspicious. This pond is about 200 yards from the teen's home at 22710 Deer Meadow Drive in a subdivision east of Highway 75. During a news briefing at the sheriff's patrol station, the sheriff indicates that this teen, Austin Sanders, a sophomore at Union Grove High School, was pulled out of the pond by sheriff's deputies who were called there by the boy's father just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
Upon my deputy's arrival, they started emergency medical attention to the 15-year-old child, and despite our best efforts, the 15-year-old was pronounced deceased.
He was released. Few other details at this point other than to confirm that the teen's mother, Pauline Sanders, was arrested at the scene on some outstanding charges. The sheriff adding that while the teen's death is not considered suspicious, the investigators are not ruling anything out at this point. Grief counselors, meanwhile, available today at Union Grove High School. And that second man wanted in connection with the death of a Milwaukee woman in Racine County 17 years ago turned himself in during an appearance in Racine County Circuit Court yesterday afternoon. 36-year-old Elias Burgos, charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Juanita Zroik, whose body was found along a Racine County road in February of 2000. Court documents had blood found on her clothing linked to her double homicide in Milwaukee, and that's what helped investigators to identify possible suspects. Burgos, during his court appearance, ordered held in jail on a $500,000 bond. A preliminary hearing is set for next week. The other man in the case, Miguel Cruz, already charged. He appeared in court last week after having been extradited from Florida. Highway 20 at Ives Grove in Racine County turned into a traffic nightmare yesterday afternoon for a time, a construction mishap breaking a 6-inch gas line on the Ives Grove golf course property. We Energy says it happened just after about 3:15 p.m. It prompted an emergency response of their repair crews. The Sheriff's Department had to shut down that busy stretch of 20. It created detours and all kinds of traffic headaches. The project workers even evacuated from that scene. The leak, at least one nearby home, also evacuated, that scenario lasting a couple of hours. Leaders of the Racine Baseball Cooperative going to City Hall last night asking for help with them getting a new location to replace the space they have rented for 18 years but will lose at 820 Water Street when the building is taken down after having been a part of the plan for the Machinery Row project and where a water line recently caused significant damage. During citizen comments, Coach Jack Schiestel indicated that meetings with the mayor and the city administrator left him wondering who's running the show at City Hall, them or the council.
We have a water system up there that I guess went defunct, and we found out that it was going to cost $150,000 to $200,000. That's what we were told by the city administrator. Well, we didn't see anything in writing. We were never told anything else, but I always believe that you need at least one or two or three quotes. We found somebody that would come in from Kenosha and look at it for us and very much so give us a bid way under what we were told it would cost.
She's still asking council members to think with your hearts while adding, we've had meeting after meeting without you people being there. City Development Director Amy Connolly recently noting that Gorman & Company had pulled out of the Machinery Row project. They were the second developer, and a structural engineering study said that both 820 and 900 Water Streets have problems that she said not even the $9 million in historic tax credits connected to the project would be able to resolve. The Racine Council last night, 9-5, voting to approve an 18-month contract extension for venue works to manage both Memorial Hall and Paul P. Harris Festival Park, as well as be a part of the process in planning a potential lakefront event center. VenueWorks Chief Operating Officer John Seal explaining they've already been at work on components for the facility, including the prime tenant and the naming rights.
We have already done a significant amount of work with the prime tenant to secure deal points relating to the hockey team that is proposed to come in. So we've got that established, and we would continue to work on that to establish the firm lease and a multi-year lease related to the primary tenant.
Venue works to do the event center work for the city, covering travel-related expenses, and if it's a different facilities manager chosen after the 18 months, company would get $25,000 for their efforts. Voting against the contract extension, Alderman Jones, Perez, Widener, Smetana, and Lemke. Monthly figures out from the State Department of Workforce Development showing the unemployment rate in all the area's municipalities rising from July to August, however, all showing improvement from the figures of a year ago. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The jobless rate in Racine in August was 6.1%, and in Kenosha, the rate was 4.6%, both down 7/10 from a year ago. The rate in Mount Pleasant was 4.3%, down 8/10, and it was 3.9% in Caledonia, down 5/10 from a year ago. Racine County's rate in August was 4.6%, down 7/10 from last year, and it was 4.3% in Kenosha County, down 0.5%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And there's an animal shelter in Kenosha that's treating a 6-month-old kitten that was found in Chicago with possible chemical burns. They have named the kitten Phoenix, and Kenosha Forgotten Friends says that she is responding well to the pain medication and antibiotics she's been given. Animal Control in Chicago contacting the shelter for help after they found the kitten last week. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.